Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2013. Brought to you by...
For the latest technology news and accessibility information on cell phones, mainstream and access technology, personal medical devices, office equipment, digital audio players, and web-based and app technologies, log on to Access World, the American Foundation for the Blind's monthly technology magazine, www.afb.org/aw.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here at CSUN 2013 with Allison Hilliker, Collection Development Associate for Bookshare. That's a cool title. And here to tell us about some new features from Bookshare. Wow, welcome back to Blind Bargains.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you stopping by the booth and talking with me today. Bookshare has some exciting features to share with y'all. For those of you who are already members, you're hopefully familiar with how to sign up for Bookshare, but if you're not, go to www.bookshare.org and sign up. We're an online library of accessible books for people with print disabilities. Our new features are a web reader, and what that means is you can read books in a web browser, so you don't have to actually download the book. You can go to our website, bookshare.org, log into your account, and now by each book title, there's a link that says Read Now.
Okay.
And you can, it'll open the book up in a browser. Now,
does that work in specific browsers, or is it pretty much just HTML based?
Well, it's optimized for Google Chrome. Now, and that's because Google Chrome has its own text-to-speech built in.
Right.
And it's also got word-level highlighting for folks who want to actually look at the screen and see the print they want things highlighted to.
Right.
It's got that, and it's built in text-to-speech. So if you don't use a screen reader currently, and you want text-to-speech, you want to use Google Chrome, because that's the only one with the built-in text-to-speech.
Okay.
For most of us who are already screen reader users, like I am, you can use your own screen reader to read the book in a web browser, use JAWS, or Window Eyes, or VoiceOver, or System Access, or NVDA. And so what's the only one it doesn't work in right now is IE10. It doesn't work in that, but you can read it with IE9. That's Internet Explorer 9. It also works with Firefox and Safari.
See, so. It seemed to me that one of the reasons Bookshare didn't do a web reader before is because of copyright or legal issues. I'm not sure if things have changed or...
Changed exactly, but we figured out how to make it work. We were able to find a way that seemed to kind of satisfy everyone.
Got you.
So yeah, we're really excited that we're able to make that available. So it's nice that folks don't have to actually download the book; they can just open it.
So you pretty much use your normal web navigations commands in the screen reader, especially if the books are tagged up with headings and.
Right, you can use H to move from heading to heading. The headings are like chapters.
So search for text or
there is a table of contents button you can click on that will open up the full book. Sometimes it'll appear that the first page is only visible, so you want to go to the table of contents link. That will open up the whole book, so you can move using your screen reader's heading navigation to move from chapter to chapter.
Sure.
So that's
available now.
Yes, that's available now.
Definitely it's free for members and all that.
Yes, free. It works with individual memberships. The web reader does not work with organizational members yet.
The ones who pay like per title or whatever.
Well, no, organization memberships are free for students. So if a university, say, downloads books for their students, or K-12.
Okay.
Schools download books for their students. In order to use a web reader, you do have to have an individual membership.
Okay. So. All right. Good to know. Also, you said some new bookshelf features.
Yes.
And
so what the bookshelf is, it enables you to create virtual bookshelves on the Bookshare website. And you go to create, there's an add to bookshelf link by the title when you look in your search results or when you search for a book on the book info page. There's now a link that says add to bookshelf. And then you can name the bookshelf and then add books to it. And what that means is you basically have this virtual little list on the website, different categorized lists of books. So if you want to make a list of maybe books that you want to download later, you can create a bookshelf and title it download later or something. Or if you want to categorize books all by a certain author, if you want to put all of Jodi Picoult's books on one shelf, you can do that. Or if you want to make a mystery bookshelf, you can do that. And that's just kind of a fun way to organize books. It does not interface with Read2Go yet. So this
does it work with the API?
Not yet. We're working on it. So this is a website-only feature at the moment.
Sure.
So what's also nice for folks who are educators, if you have an organizational account, you can create bookshelves for your students or your clients. You can create a bookshelf, put books onto it, and then your student can log into their individual account and access the bookshelf that you shared with them. So a lot of teachers like that, if they want to, you know, make sure they want to get books for a class, for a student, they'll say, here's all the books you need for your English literature class. Go access this bookshelf from your individual account. And that's kind of convenient because we have a lot of student members. But for those of us who aren't educators, we, you know, just for our own personal use, might want to create bookshelves just based on interest categories.
Right.
On our individual accounts.
Definitely. So. I mean, definitely one of the things I noticed about Bookshare is you seem to... Every platform in the world, just while you end up popping up with an app or someone uses the API, you know, you're all over the place, which is awesome.
We definitely do. As always, we still got our Read to Go is our iOS app, right. And Go Read is our Android app. We also have MP3 books. Those have been out for not quite a year now. You can download the MP3 versions of our books and put those on any MP3 compatible device, which is kind of nice. So we have really versatile formats, like you said, they're available almost everywhere. So it's exciting. We have over 180,000 books in our collection now.
Wow.
And over 200,000 members. So
wow, that's amazing. What looking towards the future, and any big plans coming up, or nothing you can talk about yet?
Nothing I can talk about yet. But we are always working on new innovations, and we love hearing from our members. If you want to ask more questions, you can always go to the contact us link on our website. You can also email me at allisonh@bookshare.org. That's allisonh@bookshare.org.
Sure, and also a lot of people that always end up getting involved through the volunteer program, too. Seems to be...
We love our volunteers. That's how I got... one of the things I first did with Bookshare, before I started working for Bookshare, I was a volunteer. I did scanning and proofreading. So if you have a book that you've already scanned that you want to submit to Bookshare, you can sign up as a volunteer and submit your scans, or if you want to proofread someone else's book, you can sign up as a volunteer, download books from our proofreading queue.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And proofread the book in your favorite word processor, and then you upload that proof book back to the site. What's nice about that is that can help you earn credits towards your membership. So for students, our memberships are free, and that's K-12 college, K-12 students, university students, graduate students, and Hadley students.
Okay.
Qualify for free members. Free memberships.
Sure.
Non-students, it's $50 a year, but if you become a volunteer and you proofread books or submit scanned books, you get credits towards your memberships.
Got you. Right.
So it's something like $2. I wish you could say it was $2.
I will become a volunteer now.
Right. I think it's about $2.50 per accepted submission. So it's a nice way to work towards a membership if you're a non-student. And certainly, even if you are a student and you want to share books, you're more than welcome to volunteer. We love
the right. Sure. The Read to Go app. Are you still charging for it, or how much?
It is $19.95.
Okay.
We work with Shinano Kenshi.
Right.
So that's kind of where the price thing comes in from. So it's $19.99 right now in the App Store,
yep.
And our Android reader, Go Read, is free.
Mm-hmm. So. Because that just came down to licensing with the voices and things. That's how that worked out, pretty much, or?
It has to do, we're not necessarily, it's not a money-making project for us, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's certainly not, but it's just the way it worked
out
with the voices and our partnership with Shinano and things like that. So.
Sure. And again, if people want to get more information about Bookshare, what's the easiest way to do that?
Go to bookshare.org. You can go to the Contact Us link on our website. If you have a support question, you can write to support@bookshare.org. Membership, you can write to membership@bookshare.org. Or you can email me, allisonh@bookshare.org.
And you're on Twitter?
Yes, I am. Bookshare is Bookshare on Twitter. Just
great.
Bookshare.
Yep.
And Bookshare is also on Facebook.
Awesome.
And we have a blog on WordPress. I believe the address is bookshareblog.wordpress.com.
Okay.
But that's also linked on our website, the blog.
Right.
Is too.
Sure.
So there's a lot of ways to keep in touch with Bookshare.
Sure.
So.
Hey, thank you so much for sharing all the latest, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2013.